This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've heard Secretary Cardona say this over and over again. You know, people do talk about going back to normal, and I've heard Mr. Secretary say, you know, normal wasn't working out so well.
Why can't I be normal?
Yes, me too. I want to be normal. Normal.
And so the goal in my mind is not to go back to normal. The goal is to build a very different new normal.
A brave new world.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The critics who have not been stepping up to support working people would like to throw out all these red herrings.
What kind of fish have you got today?
Bluefish, sailfish, tarpon, and if you wish, swordfish, whitefish, herring and gefilte fish.
This hate-fueled agenda, this MAGA Republican agenda.
Obviously, Republicans, I think, are the biggest threat to democracy.
These folks are evil.
They're not human.
Very bad. Very, very, very bad.
Don't be rude.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. It's Labor Day here at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. We've had a great time, all of us, down here on the Cape all summer long, and I've really enjoyed it, and I hope to be back here next summer hanging out. And but this is the eve of the primary elections in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 30% of the people probably have already voted, but there's still a lot of people who haven't voted yet. And so tomorrow the polls will be open from 7 o'clock until 8 p.m. Get out there and vote if you haven't done so. And so what we're going to do tonight is, what we do on most election eves, is we open it up for candidates who have contested races, in this case the primary. And so we're going to open it up, and we've invited people to come down here to Gannon's Tavern, and we're going to give them 2 minutes, but everybody else will get 1 minute. But we've got like three, four, I don't know how many people. Maybe some people will be drifting in as the hour goes on. But we're going to start out with 2 minutes for the people that are here. There's three or four of them. And we're going to start out tonight. And again, if you want to call us, the number is 844-500-4242. And you got to be on the ballot tomorrow, though. You got to be on the ballot. Because I know some people are running, to get as write-ins. You only need 150 votes to get a write-in to get on the ballot. But, we don't know who's running and who's not running. 844-500-4242. So the first person tonight is Chris Doty. He's running for governor. Okay, Chris, we're going to start running the clock. You got 2 minutes.
Oh, Howie, it's so good to be here, to be down here at Gannon's Tavern with everyone. It's just been a treat going around shaking everybody's hands and meeting everyone. And this campaign has been just such a remarkable experience. I've met so many wonderful people. It's amazing that tomorrow is the primary after all of this effort. As I've said before, I'm a businessman. I'm not a career politician. And I'm running for really specific reasons. There are three reasons I would like to be hired to be the governor of Massachusetts. Number one, to make our state more affordable. It's just so expensive to live here for the working families, the senior citizens, and our young families. We have the highest housing, the highest groceries, the highest taxes, and it's just crushing so many people, and I want to fix that. I want people to hire me to fix that. The second thing is the overtaxing and the overspending in the state house. We overspend and we overtax. When the rest of America is lowering taxes, what are we doing in Massachusetts? We're talking about raising taxes. It makes no sense right now. And third, and maybe most important, Howie, and I know you and I have talked about this before, is having a balance in the state house, having a fiscally responsible governor to balance a very progressive legislature that's creeping in more and more extremism. And having that balance is just so critical for the state of Massachusetts. And so I'm asking people to hire me to run to be the governor of Massachusetts. Tomorrow's a huge day for us. And so we're asking everybody to come out, text your friends, Text your family and get them to go. I'll go to the polls to vote for us.
All right. That's great. Thank you, Chris. You didn't even come in at 2 minutes, but you got it. Okay. Chris Doty? Do we have a congressional candidate who'd like to step up here? 844-500-4242. Thank you, Chris. Good luck. All right. All right. We got a few more candidates here. And get on the line, everybody. 844-500-4242 if you're running. All right. Now, down here, and I think it's the 9th Congressional District, this is Cape Cod, there's a guy named Bill Keating. He's already got a state pension of like over $110,000 a year, and he's got a congressional salary of $174,000 a year, on which he pays virtually no income taxes, because that's the law. You know, if you live more than 50 miles away from the Capitol where you vote. So he's running again for what seems like his millionth term, and Dan Sullivan is running against him. You got 2 minutes, Dan.
First of all, thanks for the invite, Howie. I appreciate it. So my name is Dan Sullivan. I'm campaigning as Nurse Dan for Congress in the 9th Congressional District, and that encompasses the South Shore, the South Coast from Wareham to Westport, and all of the Cape and the Islands. I am not a politician, Howie. I don't want to be a career politician. I love my job as a nurse. But like Chris Doty, I'm running for three reasons. The first is I want to advocate for the working, the middle class, and our seniors. We've been left out of the equation way too long. The second thing, Howie, is I want to bring common sense conservatism back to Congress. And the third, and I think it's the most important, is I want to help stop the radical Democrats in Washington, D.C. from redacting our Bill of Rights from the U.S. Constitution. And so if you want to learn more about my candidacy, I invite you to go to nursedanforcongress.org. You're going to see exactly where I stand on all the big issues from A to Z. And that's important because as voters, you folks have the right to know exactly where your candidates stand on the big issues. And when you go to my website, nursedanforcongress.org, you're going to see exactly where I stand, good, bad, or indifferent. You're going to know where I'm coming from and where I want to help take this country to.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Howie.
Thank you, Dan. Good luck tomorrow. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Tomorrow. Okay. 844-500-4242. Everybody get on board who wants to take part in this. Candidates, 844-500-4242. Joining us now is Darrellyn Haywood. She's a candidate in the Cape Senate District, State Senate District, and you have a primary opponent tomorrow. And Darrellyn, you've got 2 minutes to make your pitch.
All right. Well, I want to say my name's Darrellyn Haywood. I'm the mom of three teens. I'm a veteran of the Air and Army Guard for 13 years. I was a weapons instructor and a photographer. And I served honorably for 25 years with the Massachusetts State Police, 10 years undercover. I was the first female station commander of South Boston. And I want to call attention to, my opponent wants to romanticize this counterculture and calls himself an idealist. And I believe that poetry and centrist compromise is not where we want to be right now. I think that's a little bit naive. I consider myself more of a pragmatist. I have a lot of life experience as well as work experience dealing with all members of society. And I think what the counterculture needs is one of pragmatism and collaboration. It's the prudent thing to do, and it's the principled move. And it's why we need to stand up for our rights. We need to stand up for our children. We need to take care of our elderly. And make sure that we all have medical choice. But most of all, what I would like to see is some respect between people, between Democrats and Republicans. Our country doesn't need to be divided this way. And hopefully that we can all come together and work under red, white, and blue, because that's really what it's all about. The blue symbolizes liberty, the white symbolizes innocence, and the red symbolizes valor. And there's three things that we can all agree in this room that we want. Is that we want life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I hope you'll all please vote for me September 6th. I will work so hard for you. I love this country, and I hope you do too.
Thank you, Darrellyn.
Thank you.
Okay. 844-500-4242. I think that there may be some other candidates drifting in, but this takes care of the live part. Now we're going to take calls from the candidates who are on the phone. 844. Oh, we got another candidate here. 844-500-4242. Come on in. Okay. Here's the other guy who's running in the state Senate race. This is Chris Lozon?
Lozon.
Sorry, Chris.
That's all right. Everyone pronounces it differently.
Go ahead.
Anyway, thanks for doing this, Howie. Appreciate it. I grew up here on the Cape. Name's Chris Lozon, running for Cape and Islands State Senate. Like I say, I grew up here on the Cape. I'm raising my family here. My wife and I have four beautiful children. I'm just concerned with the direction the state's going in. I'm not a career politician. This is my first run for office. I'm an auto mechanic by trade. My shop's actually right around the corner. Family business, long-standing small business here in the community. And I just, you know, the direction Julian Sear and the progressive Democrats are taking us in is not working. It hasn't worked for decades, and I think we need some new eyes on these problems, housing, the economy, drug crisis, infrastructure, all these things they've been talking about for decades but not actually solving. And I think we need new eyes up on Beacon Hill. We need more balance. The state Senate is 37 Democrats and 3 Republicans. It's disgraceful, really. The Republican Party needs to put good candidates forward. We need to win back some of these seats. And we just need to stand up for our values, and that's what I'm going to do. I've worked hard my whole life. I'm working hard right now, knocking on doors, meeting people, getting out in the community, staying in the district, and I'm going to keep working hard for the people in the district. I ask for their vote tomorrow, September 6th, in the primary. That's Chris Lozon for State Senate.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, 844-500-4242. Get on board if you want to be on our candidates night. The candidates who aren't here are going to each get a minute, okay? A minute for each candidate to make your final pitch. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's really the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and that's why you need to stop procrastinating if you've been putting off getting any dental work done for the last couple of years. Whatever you need done, whether it's a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning to more extensive work, Perfect Smiles with Dr. Houghton is the best dental office you will ever visit. I feel confident in saying that because I know it's true for me, and I think it will be for you too. It's a new season now that fall is here, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the season for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Alma Gaucha, prime Brazilian steakhouse in South Boston. For prime meats and refreshing cocktails, you need to visit Alma Gaucha. Learn more at almagauchausa.com. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you prefer as the GOP candidate for governor of Massachusetts? A successful businessman or a failed politician?
I'm going to vote for the successful businessman.
91% say a successful businessman.
91%, okay. 844-500-4242. We got a full lines here now with the candidates, and we got some Democrats calling in here. 844-500-4242. We're going to get to everybody. You got a minute, so Taylor, I want you to run the clock, okay?
I'm running it.
give them the word when they run out of time. First one, this segment, John Kerry. He's running for he's Kerry, not C-A-R-Y-E-Y, and he's running as a Republican, I think, for DA of Cape, the District Attorney of the Cape and Islands. Is that correct, John?
Yes, Howie, that's correct.
Go ahead. You got a minute, John.
Okay. My name is John Kerry, and I'm running to be the next district attorney for the Cape and the Islands. Election day is here, and I'm asking you to vote for me. I'm the only combat veteran on the ballot. I proudly served in both active and reserve duty in the United States Navy for over 30 years, including multiple tours to Iraq and Afghanistan. As a matter of fact, I called this show from Baghdad in summer 2007. I also have 23 years of practicing in the criminal law arena as a prosecutor, defense attorney, and all-around litigator. I have the integrity, experience, and leadership to run an effective district attorney's office to keep the Cape and the island safe. Let's face it, crime is skyrocketing, and we need a district attorney that is not the same old, and someone that can get the job done. The other candidates are talking about progressive and unnecessary programs. I'm talking about prosecuting the criminals and keeping my family and your family and our community safe. Again, I'm John Kerry, and I'm asking for your vote tomorrow, September 6th. Thank you, and God bless. Thanks, Howie. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. That's John Kerry, C-A-R-E-Y, not the other John Kerry. Okay, another candidate for the district attorney on the Republican side for Cape and Islands, Melissa Alden. Melissa, you got a minute. Go ahead.
Thank you, Howie. My name is Melissa Alden. I'm running as a Republican for the Cape and Islands district attorney. I was a former police officer in Yarmouth for 11 years and been an attorney for over 13. I believe in our Constitution, law and order, and fully prosecuting violent and repeat offenders. I am running because I lived here, I served here, and I've raised my family here and see that it's time for a change. It's time for new ideas with new energy that focus on helping Cape and Islanders feel safe and advocated on behalf. The role of the district attorney is to provide community safety and justice. This experience doesn't come from prosecuting cases. It comes from a well-rounded knowledge of our community and what leads to crime, what effects crime has on the community, and what options and resources are available after to keep our community safe and assist victims. This knowledge cannot be learned within the four walls of the courthouse. It comes from being in the community and seeing it firsthand. The district attorney doesn't make the laws, but ensures that the laws on the books are enforced to ensure community safety. If you want somebody to be tough on violent and repeat offenders, then vote for me.
Thank you, Melissa Alden. Joining us now is James McCarty. He is running for state rep in the 4th Essex District, which is part of Lawrence, I think, and Methuen. Jim McCarty, you got a minute. Go ahead.
Thank you, Howie, and thank you for letting me call for a quick minute. And I do appreciate the coverage that you provided in Methuen with the corruption in our government. When I took over on the city council in 2018, Methuen was on the verge of state takeover with bankruptcy and a corrupt police department, which tried to pay themselves $500,000 a year per officer. And I came in and I cleaned it up with some help of some other fellow counselors. And a lot of those corrupt actors that we had to drive out of Methuen are now working against me in this race and have ties to my opponents, who also have some questionable records at best. And so if you're in Methuen or Lawrence, please spread the word to pull a Democratic ballot and vote for James McCarty. I was born and raised in Lawrence. I have served in cleaning up the government in Methuen. I'm looking forward.
All right, James McCarty, thank you very much. We don't have time for another one, but we are going to take this for the rest of the hour. Just first come, first served here. 844-500-4242. If you're running a post, Democrat or Republican, tomorrow, give us a call, and you're going to get a minute to make your pitch to the voters. 844-500-4242. And we're looking forward. We're broadcasting live from Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. Everybody give yourselves another round of applause. They've been great to us today. We're having a good time. Come on down if you're in the area. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Okay, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We're here for a few more segments at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. And if you come down, you get 2 minutes rather than 1 minute. And so we just had the two other candidates for district attorney on the Republican side. They got 1 minute each. Now Dan Higgins has walked in, and he's running for district attorney on the Republican side as well. So Dan, you get 2 minutes because you're down here. Those are my rules. Oh, I'm the judge here tonight.
I like the rules, Howie. I love them.
Okay, so Dan, Taylor, start running it. Dan Higgins has got 2 minutes.
Howie, thank you for having me. To the listeners, my name is Dan Higgins. I've been a prosecutor on the Cape and Islands for 13 years. I love this job. Live here in West Barnstable with my wife, Elizabeth, and my son, Charlie. Grew up here in the summers on the Cape and moved full-time for this job after graduating from Boston College and Suffolk Law School. This is a job where I think I can help serve my community. I've cut my teeth from the bottom up. I've prosecuted every type of crime, all the way up to and including murder. I've led a team of 10 prosecutors, supervised 5 courts, and the DA happens to be retiring. And the district attorney, Michael O'Keefe, and the sheriff, James Cummings, have both endorsed me. I'm honored to have their endorsements. Howie, I'd like your listeners to know that I'm the only experienced prosecutor on the primary ballot tomorrow, and I'm the only one endorsed by the outgoing DA and the sheriff. I believe, personally, there's no substitute for experience, and I can hit the ground running on day one. My door would be open to everyone. I would serve the people, and I would be honored to be the next district attorney. I would ask both Republicans and unenrolled voters to pull a ballot tomorrow and vote for me, Dan Higgins, and vote for the experienced professional prosecutor who can lead this office and respond immediately to the crimes that are occurring. I will enforce the laws on the books. I believe in law and order, and thank you for having me, Howie. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Dan Higgins.
Howie, I also like your predictions.
He's the more local. That's why he's here for 2 minutes. He gets the 2 minutes because he's local.
Thank you for coming to the Cape, Howie. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, 844-500-4242, and we're gonna keep taking calls for the rest of the hour here. If you want to get on and you're running in an opposed race, you can go. Bob McConnell from the 10th Bristol District. Go ahead, Bob. What are you running for, and where are you running, and you got a minute.
Good afternoon, Howie. 10th Bristol District, Marion, Mattapoisett, Fairhaven, Rochester, a little bit of Acushnet, and New Bedford. This race down here is definitely contested. It's the only one contested with two Republican candidates and two Democrat candidates. That hasn't happened since 1956, 66 years ago. So we're making history, and I'm hoping as many people are listening right now as listen to you, and were encouraged to come sign the referendum petitions, because there was a line of people that said that they had heard it on Howie Carr. I was out in Orleans last night on Baker's Pond. It took me 2.5 hours to get back to Fairhaven. I wish I hung around for your show. But that bell you guys got going on, that might have been too traumatic for me. I might have thought I was back in the boxing ring or something. I'm running for office because I want to flip that seat up at the State House in the General Court from blue to red and bring some equity and equality.
Thank you, Bob. 844-500-4242. Dean Martelli, what are you running for, Dean?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hello? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. What are you running for?
Hey, Congress, 1st District, Massachusetts, Republican.
Okay, that's Western. That's Western Mass. You got a minute. You got a minute to make your pitch, Dean.
Okay, thanks, Howie. Appreciate it. Yeah, this is Dean Martelli, Republican, on the ballot, 1st District, congressional seat, Massachusetts. We've got over 80 cities and towns covering Berkshire County, Franklin, Hampden, Hampshire, and Worcester County. My number one issue is to represent the people in the 1st District fairly. I want to bring jobs back to the 5 counties in the district. I'm for parental rights, that they have rights for what their children are taught in school, no CRT, no gender equity, no sexual orientation. Want to close the border? Opioids are killing the people in Massachusetts. We're up 9% from what we were in 2021. 62 people died alone in Berkshire County. And no government medical mandate, support the police, strong military, investigate the Biden family's connection to China.
Thank you, Dean Martilli, 1st Congressional District Republican candidate. Rick Trapillo, he's running for state rep. What the district are you running in, Rick, and what cities and towns?
Hi, Howie. This is Rick Trapillo. This is the 10th Bristol, going from New Bedford over to Rochester, including the towns of Fairhaven and the Tri-Town. I'm a fiscally conservative Democrat, Howie, looking to support our police officers to give them the tools they need. And with that, I earned the right to have the endorsement from the Mass Coalition of Police. I'm also going to be a new voice to replace a 30-year incumbent who voted to reduce our taxes at the pump, and I want to reduce our taxes out of our pocket. So I want to be a new Democratic voice that is a conservative, monocratic Democrat who will help the people of the Commonwealth, not themselves. I'm a new voice on Beacon Hill.
Okay, Rick Trapillo, running down in the on the South Coast. Thank you very much, Rick. Thanks for calling. 844-500-4242. If you want to get on board, you can. If you're running for office tomorrow in the primaries, and you want to get a minute to speak, you can do so right now. Go to 844-500-4242, and we want to thank Gannon's Tavern today. We've had a great time out here in Hyannis. It's been really a lot of fun, and it was good to hear from Ted Kennedy earlier, via the Magic 8 Ball and our seance. And it's a great place, and we're looking forward to coming back down here. We've had a great summer on the Cape. And I would urge everybody to, if you haven't voted, a lot of people have tens of thousands, over hundreds of thousands probably have voted with the mail-in ballots or the early voting, which ended on Friday. If you haven't voted, though, the other ways, be sure to get out and vote tomorrow from 7 o'clock in the morning to 8 at night. And it's really a great opportunity. It's fun. I know it's going to be rainy tomorrow. I know it's rainy tonight. But, you still ought to get out and try to make your voice heard. A lot of people signed the petitions to put it on the ballot, a referendum question on illegal aliens. So, there's another way. You don't just sign the referendum petitions. You can vote as well vote tomorrow. You can vote on November the 8th. It's the only way to get anything done, and it's the only way to change anything. We have a big mess on Beacon Hill. They say they're going to give the money back. There's $3 billion that's up for grabs. And, they say, well, we can't decide whether we're going to. This is money that's owed to the voters of Massachusetts, the taxpayers of Massachusetts. And they're saying, well, we owe it to the people, but we don't. Maybe we want to give them tax credits. Forget the tax credits. People that don't pay taxes get tax credits. We know how it works. Earned income tax credits are a scam. We all know that. All these programs for COVID relief, now student loan debt, they're all scams. Insist that the politicians on Beacon Hill send us back the money. It's the least they can do. They're flush with this funny money from the federal government. The printing presses are running around the clock. They're giving money to every illegal alien, every scam artist. Over 1 million people in prisons got stimulus checks. Over 1 million people, including over 1,000 people that are on doing life without parole or on death row. They got $1,400, some of them. Sarniev got $1,400. So we all got ripped off on these COVID programs. So, why we need to get everything. 844-500-4242. Joining us now is the candidate for governor's counselor, Marilyn Devaney. She's a Democrat. Marilyn, are you there? Go ahead, Marilyn. You got a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. My opponent has run a smear campaign, and I'm respectfully asking you to continue to believe in me with your vote tomorrow for my reelection. I am your full-time governor's counselor. I am not a full-time lawyer. There are already 6 lawyers out of 8 on the council. Please see reelectmaryland.net. Thank you so much.
Okay, that's Marilyn Devaney. She represents a very liberal district. They're trying to take her out, and she's done a great job. She has been the taxpayers' eyes and ears on the governor's council for a very, very long time. And she's also Joe DiNucci's cousin. A lot of people have forgotten that. A lot of people have forgotten Joe DiNucci, but I haven't. So that's Marilyn Devaney. She's running in the these governor's council districts are huge, but she's looking for your vote tomorrow if you're pulling a Democrat ballot. Vote for Devaney. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. If you want to join us, we got one more segment left. If anybody wants to get on board to make your pitch, if you're a candidate, 844-500-4242. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liar said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000 a year. We paid attention to the $400,000 and they slipped this in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest egg, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Goals New Guide. 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call Monetary Goal now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. That's 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
This is our last segment of the evening. Again, thanks to everybody here at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. Give yourselves a round of applause. We've had a great time here today. And we've had a great time in the Cape all summer long, all of our remotes. It's been a lot of fun. And be sure to get out and vote tomorrow if you want to have a part in our constitutional republic. 844-500-4242. Pat O'Connor, you're next with Howie Carr. Tell us about yourself, Pat. I know about you, but go ahead. Tell everybody. You got a minute.
Thanks, Howie, for the opportunity to call in. I really appreciate it. My name is Pat O'Connor. I'm currently one of the 3 Republicans in the Massachusetts State Senate, and I've had the privilege of serving the South Shore for the past 6 years. We're in a contested Republican primary this year, but I've been going out to the voters and talking about my biggest priorities, which are cutting wasteful spending, lowering taxes, making government run more efficiently, and standing up to the Beacon Hill status quo that, you know, produces policies that I'm proud to vote against, such as giving licenses to undocumented immigrants. So if you live in Weymouth, Hingham, Cohasset, Hall, Scituate, Marshfield, Norwell, or Duxbury, I respectfully ask for your vote tomorrow so that I can continue to provide you the representation you deserve. Thanks again, Howie, for the opportunity to do this.
Okay, thanks. That's Pat O'Connor, the incumbent state senator. He took Hedlund's place. He's been there ever since Bob Hedlund became the mayor of Weymouth and then resigned. 844-500-4242. And again, I made my predictions in my column on the internet. go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com. And that was Karnak, the Magnificent Predictions. And then I wrote about the governor's fight this morning. And if you would like to check that column out, you can also go to HowieCarshow.com. And it's right there at the top of the page. Get the both columns at once. And you can also check out our store. We have lots of great deals for products. And we'll be having more cheap bastard deals as we go through. 844-500-4242. Althea Garrison. Althea Garrison, I know her. Althea, what are you running for this year? And tell us, and you have a minute to make your pitch.
Oh, hi, howdy, how are you?
Good.
I'm running for the 5th Suffolk District. I used to hold the 5th Suffolk District, and I'm running against two other candidates. And I'm more or less like the incumbent. As you know, I used to represent the 5th Suffolk, and I also was a city council. So I'm asking people to get out and vote tomorrow, and please vote for me. I'm number one on the ballot, and I want to stay number one. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. And Althea, that's in the Dorchester-Roxbury area, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
All right, Althea Garrison. She's a former city councilor and a former state representative as well. 844-500-4242. So, again, I would just say that you know, it's really good that everybody's going out to work, and I'm getting a lot of texts from people outside the state, like Farmer John saying, he's from Connecticut, saying, I'm a little envious that you have all these qualified Republicans. And he's not too happy about his representatives in Congress and the governor's, Ned Lamont, the governor, and then Danang Dick Blumenthal and Chris Murphy. So, you know, we are fortunate that we have these contested races on both sides. There are a handful of conservative Democrats. We've heard from some of them this evening, but it's mainly a Republican. And remember, if you're unenrolled, it's the simplest thing in the world. You just go there. If you're unenrolled or independent, whatever you want to call it, that's what 60% of the people are in Massachusetts now. You just go down to your local precinct and you say, give me a Republican, give me a Democrat ballot. It used to be that you had to finish up after you voted and you had to go re-register as unenrolled. But now you remain unenrolled. So it couldn't be any simpler. It's a classic open primary, as they call it. And some people don't like open primaries, but that's what it is. So you could 60% of the voters who are on the rolls can take a Democrat or a Republican ballot. 30% of the voters are Democrats. They have to vote in the Democrat side, and only about 10% of the voters are Republicans. They have to just take a Republican ballot. But the vast majority of people can vote in whatever primary they choose to do so. There's contested races on the Democrat side for a lot of contested races, but for Attorney General in particular, and for Secretary of State, and for Auditor as well. And the Suffolk County District Attorney's race, you have Carlos Arroyo, who's had a few problems, shall we say. He's running against the incumbent, kind of a guy who's, you know, he's not Mr. Charisma, but he gets the job done. His name is Kevin Hayden. Give Kevin Hayden a vote tomorrow if you're picking up a Democrat ballot in Suffolk County, Boston, Chelsea, Winthrop, or Revere. All right, give yourselves a big hand, everybody. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Get out and vote. I'm Howie Carr.